He told me, Mansi, rules without a relationship will always equal to rebellion. So if you're going to make rules without having that dialogue or conversation with your child, फिर तो मतलब झगड़ा होना ही होना है.
Very exciting for me to be sitting across Mansi here today because I think I personally took you as a mentor when I started this parent coaching journey. So a big and a very warm welcome from all of us here at WOW. Thank you for making all the way to Aurangabad for us.
It was just a 1-hour flight. So it's very important to understand that when your child is really tiny, like under 2 years, he doesn't understand that the screen is providing me entertainment. You are making him believe that the screen is providing entertainment. When your teenager suddenly looks at a screen over you or prefers social media over you, understand what is it about social media that is exciting for them. Like, it's fun, it's entertaining. Versus, who are you? Have you done your homework? Have you brushed? Have you gone for this class? Have you done this? Have you registered for this? Iska last date kal tha, tumne abhi tak nahi bhara hai. You are like a laundry list of to-dos, right? How are you entertaining? So how can you as a parent make yourself interesting, right? Like, when did we stop having fun? Just because we don't play ball with them anymore, or we don't play hide and seek with them, or they don't smile back at us the way they used to when they were babies, doesn't mean they don't want to have fun, or does not mean that we've stopped having fun. Like, my business is on digital. There's no way I can tell my child not to be on digital, right? But there is a very fine line in making them understand, and they don't have the capability to understand. So it's very important for us to understand, how can we make this work in their favor? I'll give you an example. If we are saying that, acha, ab COVID tha, tum online class karo, Zoom karo. COVID ke baad, no. It's like tease and take away, right? Like, you tempt them with a chocolate and then you take it away. You can't do that. You have to explain to them what they can do with social media. And I think that will be extremely important. In fact, in my house, there's no screen time concept. Like, they can watch as much as they want. And you will find that very weird. And I'll tell you the reason why. The reason is simply is that jab koi cheez aapko, you know, there is scarcity, right, of it, you want it more. The minute you go on a diet, you know, like, shit, I can't eat the ice cream, I can't eat the chocolates, I can't eat the cheese, I can't eat the bread. And automatically by end of day, you want to eat it more. But at the same time, there is a difference between restriction and boundaries, right? And as humans, we like boundaries. We don't like restrictions, because restrictions always create a sense of rebellion. Agar aap mujhe ye nahi, kyun nahi karne doge? Versus if you see how we lived in the forest or how animals live in the forest, and I must give you this example because I've just come from a jungle safari. You know, the tiger sprays and creates his own boundaries and territories. And then usme koi ghus nahi sakta hai. We are exactly like that. We are very territorial. So agar aap ek boundary bana doge, that okay, you want to watch, no problem. Tell me when you're going to switch off. A very long, convoluted answer to digital is that don't deprive them. Empower them to make choices of how much time they want to watch. Tell them to draw their boundaries. Teach them that it is for good. You can't be hypocritical and say, I'm doing it for work, so I'm allowed. You are not allowed, right? Like, if you're going to bring the phone to the table, they are going to bring the phone to the table, right? It's just as simple as that. And I don't want to leave you with an answer ke acha main implement kya karun, right? Because varna aap sab sunke chale jaoge aur bologe theek hai, you know, I heard this lady for 40 minutes or 45 minutes, whatever's my time slot, but what am I taking back? What you are taking back is just very simply what you want to allow digital in your child's life for, and are you ready to walk the talk that if I'm allowing my child for 40 minutes, am I going to also watch for 40 minutes? You can't say, I'm an adult so I can do it. It doesn't work. Number three, I watch a lot of movies with my kids. So when you talk of screen time is also watching Netflix and Amazon and all of that of the world, right? So every Saturday we have a movie date and we watch movies together. And we watch the whole movie together. And this has been since my kids were like maybe 2 or 3 or whatever. But what it in effect does is it makes screen time desirable with the parent, not on its own. Just think of it like when we used to watch TV, right? We used to watch it with our parents, and that's why it was a family affair, and that's why it was fun, right? So I would just say that if you can make it a part of your life with your child, it'll just change the approach to screen time. The key there is to understand is that what is it that they want to do of it, right? That is very important. Like example, my daughter during COVID, she launched her own kids podcast because she connected with so many kids across the world, but she didn't want to be on screen, so she did an audio format. And she did it to hear what teenagers across the world were doing. Like somebody was doing baking, somebody launched a dog product, somebody launched NGO, or somebody was supporting in different ways. And she just thought that across the world, there were so many different stories and she wanted to share them. So she launched that and she launched her Instagram account. But for her, it was, I think maybe because she's seen me doing it, and I was just telling Jalpa about this, she knows that for me, Instagram is a part of my life. It's not my whole life. And she knows that I share what I want to share and I don't share what I don't want to share, right? So I think the struggle is to let them know that it can empower you, but it can also kill you. So which way do you want to go is extremely, extremely important. I think the minute you have that conversation, Ruchira, on keeping, on safety versus spying, I think the equation changes. They know that you just want them to be safe on the platform.
While we're talking about how we need to ensure our child's health is on point, don't forget that you have to take care of yourself too. Make sure you have all the strength and energy, because motherhood is a long journey. I came across Pure Nutrition supplements like magnesium, glycinate, omega, and of course their multivitamin tablets. And as I always say, that it was a game changer. It boosts immunity, prevents fatigue, helps hormonal imbalance, fight inflammation, protects us from bone loss, helps us relax and sleep better, boosts energy levels, and a lot more. I started recognizing a shift in the way I felt and how I approached my day. We must remember to equip our body with all that we need. Bouncing back is an option, but make sure that you, of course, consult your healthcare practitioner, knowing exactly what is it that you need from the Pure Nutrition stable.
So I gave my daughter the phone when she was 13. And I'll be very honest, if I could have delayed it, I would have delayed it a little bit more. But it was COVID. There was no way that she was staying connected with her friends. And that was one of the biggest reasons, because there was just no external communication except that 5 hours of Zoom, right? I think that was it. And I think everybody else was seemingly chatting with somebody or the other. And I thought that she was missing out on communication. But I also have a 10-year-old who doesn't care about the mobile phone. I've given her one Nokia phone because we live in a really large complex, and there have been 3 times where I have just stepped out for dinner and my mother-in-law is calling me frantically that your daughter hasn't come home, and then she's gone on like a police van hunting for my daughter all around, sabke ghar mein bell maar ke dhoond rahe hain, because bacche, they forget to tell us that, okay, I'm having dinner here or I'm here or wherever. So we said, okay, now we've reached a point that first day she carried it down. By the 3rd day, I'm the only one who's charging that phone. Yeah. And now she's even forgotten about it. But to answer your question, please understand why you want to give. Do you want to give? Let's for everything, there has to be a why and reasoning. You know, I interviewed this, one of my favorite sports stars, I don't know how many tennis fans we have, called Andre Agassi, right? I was a huge Agassi fan. And when I interviewed him, I thought, I've arrived in life. And he made me feel so small with his wisdom, because he told me that day, because he has teenage kids and he had a really bad childhood with his father. So he told me, Mansi, rules without a relationship will always equal to rebellion. So if you're going to make rules without having that dialogue or conversation with your child, phir to matlab jhagda hona hi hona hai, right? How can you avoid that? That's why, coming back to that why. Why do you want a mobile phone? I never say no. Like these Jordans, like for like 16,000, sometimes they were being blacked for 30,000. I'm like, yaar, mere sab joote mila ke bhi 30,000 ke nahi honge. Like, what is this? But I can't tell that to my child, because my parents maybe could not buy me shoes worth 30,000. Today, can I buy my child shoes worth 30,000? Yes, I can. Do I want to? No, I don't want to. So can I raise my child the way I have been raised? Maybe not, right? But because I don't want her to come with the same conditioning and the same mindset that I come from, right? That is very important. Then we say that you also use pencil. चलाओ हमको एक पेंसिल मिलती थी तुमको दस पेंसिल मिलती है लाइक आई गेट सो इरिटेटेड विद दैट डायलॉग दस पेंसिल ला के भी तुमने ही दिए ना उसने तो नहीं जाके लाया है सो व्हाई डू यू कीप गिविंग दैट हमारे ज़माने में दस रुपए का मिलता था तुम्हारे ज़माने में पचास रुपए का मिलता बॉस इफ देयर इज इन्फ्लेशन व्हाट इज द चाइल्ड सपोज टू डू लाइक हेलो लाइक क्लियरली जस्ट डजंट मीन दैट द चाइल्ड डजंट हैव वैल्यू बिकॉज नाउ इट्स फॉर 50 रुपीज बट टू आंसर योर क्वेश्चन कमिंग बैक टू दैट व्हाई व्हाई डज योर चाइल्ड वॉन्ट इट So, is it because of security? Because, you know, is your child going independently from one class to the other? Do they need to inform? I know who, kids who've also had mobile since maybe 9 years of age and still treat it like as a communication device versus a show-off or time-consuming device, right? But that why is very important. I gave my daughter, for the longest time, I think for the last one and a half years, my daughter's Instagram account was on my phone. And she would just go check it whenever she wanted and, you know, she would switch profiles or whatever. But she had the trust that my mom is not going to check my Instagram account. Like, it is just a flip of a profile, right? I can easily check it. But she just had the trust that, no, she's not checking it. So I'm saying, even if you're giving that phone, there's no right or wrong answer, if you ask me. If you want to give, you should know why you're giving it. What is it going to value add? Because please understand, this is a time guzzler. This little device, matlab wo kaise aapka time, you know, the way it eats your time, you have no idea. You can't control it. How are you expecting a 10-year-old to have control over time? How are you expecting them to understand between good and bad? Right? For them, it's just pure entertainment. Right? There was this one song which was trending on Reels. Shut up and bend over, right?
Yeah.
Like our kids were making reels left, right and center without even understanding what that lyric means. We were all doing it without even understanding or making our kids dance on it and do all sorts of shit without even understanding what that song was. So to that same point, when should you give your child? What is your child going to do with that? Kis cheez ke liye wo de rahe ho? Connectivity? Then most definitely, you know, you can give a normal phone. It doesn't need to be a smartphone. If you're giving a smartphone, what is the purpose? I don't know how many of you all have read this recent study that a lot of younger children prefer pornography to actual sex. How many of you all have read that study? And the reason for that is because in porn movies, the sex is so perfect that they're expecting that exactly when it comes to reality. And where is this coming from? This is coming from early watching of screens and watching perfect screens. That's why I say that delay, that ability to delay that decision, delay it as much as you can without making it desirable.
Can you shed some light on what is happening in that teenage phase? What is a teenager really looking for? What is it that makes them alien to us in that phase? You know, why don't they want to connect to the parent at that time?
So, you know, let's understand, you know, why do we say terrible twos and terrible teenagers, right? Because there is a detachment process that happens in both the age groups. By the time our kids are even born, हमने मतलब सब डिसाइड कर लिया वो क्या बनने वाला है उसका रिलीजन क्या होगा उसका नाम क्या होगा उसका प्रोफेशन क्या होगा वो किस स्कूल में जाएगा वो किसके साथ फ्रेंड्स बनेगा एवरीथिंग द चाइल्ड हैज नो क्लू ऑफ व्हाट यू हैव प्लान फॉर द चाइल्ड इवन विदाउट नोइंग योर चाइल्ड राइट यू डिसाइडेड एवरीथिंग फॉर हिम एंड आफ्टर दैट एवरीथिंग दैट यू आर डूइंग नहीं तुमको तो एथलेटिक्स क्लास में जाना है नहीं तुम ये चेस खेलो तुम चेस चैंपियन बनोगे लाइक एवरीथिंग इज व्हाट यू वांट बिकॉज यू हैव अनफुलफिल्ड नीड्स और यू वांट टू रेज द चाइल्ड दैट यू कुडंट बी एंड यू डोंट इवन नो दैट वी आर ऑल रेजिंग किड्स हु वी आर इफ यू आर अ हाईली मोटिवेटेड हाईली ड्रिवन हाईली डिसिप्लिन चाइल्ड आई मीन एज एन अडल्ट यू वांट योर चाइल्ड टू बी लाइक दैट बिकॉज यू ऑलवेज बीन hungry to get more, right? That's your childhood. So the point I'm trying to say is that why does your child suddenly rebel at 13? Because now he's able to understand and take those decisions. He's rebelling because he can't communicate. He's shutting that door on you or he's just you know, really frustrated with you and says things that he doesn't mean is because he doesn't know how to put it into language or words. So at that time, what you need to do is just take a step back. All you need to say is, I trust you. I am there for you. You literally need to be their punching bag because they are unable to process what they are feeling. They're unable to put it into words in terms of what they're feeling. You have to first understand and detach yourself as a parent from that child. Now, what do I mean by that is, you can love somebody unconditionally in spite of their bad behavior.
Now, as always, take a screenshot of this episode and tell me which was your favorite part. And of course, as always, you can tag us on Instagram. It's @KidsTalkPress and me, your host @Mansi. Talks Away.